This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from the Delperdang Fire Pit, thanks to our friends at Eck Agency. Eck Agency, your independent insurance agency. Reach out for a quote today. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. We have a very special guest. I love the opportunity to have extended conversations. By the way, I also have been told to have you look down at the fire pit. Apparently, you have a fan club down there wearing their Lily Woo for Mayor t-shirts. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's a crowd. This group, you just never know what you're going to get with this group. So with us now is Wichita Mayor Lily. Yeah,
thanks, Patrick.
Yeah, they're crazy. What can I say? With us now is Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. Madam Mayor, thank you for joining us.
Hi, John.
Let's start the antics down here. I cannot excuse them. I cannot explain them. You just have to let them do their
thing.
Very
good.
Let me kind of start with Wichita City Manager Robert Layton announced he plans to retire at the end of the year. His last day will be December 31st. Yeah, Bob's been with us a long time. I would say a mixed bag. His job performance, some good things, some bad things. Overall, I think a lot of folks are saying, you know, glad to have he's been here. He's done a lot of good. Also, at the same time, glad to give us the opportunity to move on and whatever direction we end up going. Wouldn't you kind of agree with that?
You know, the last time that we searched for a city manager in the city of Wichita was back in 2008. So let's remind ourselves how long that was.
Yeah.
And so that process in itself, we as a council haven't even looked at, which is why on Tuesday we will be talking about the process itself. We just got a couple of documents on Friday about how it worked in 2008, as
right.
well as how they chose the new police chief, Sullivan. So those are going to be topics we'll be talking about and really discussing in full on Tuesday. So I always encourage people, please come out to these city council meetings. They begin at 9 a.m., and this topic will likely be around 10:30 a.m. And this will be an opportunity for, A, learning about the process and how it worked in 08, but also how it can be carried out here in 2025. And I think it's very important because the city of Wichita has a lot of momentum. There's a lot of good that's happening in our community, from the new Wichita Biomedical Campus to all the things that are happening with economic development. Now, we do need a city manager who takes care of the 3,000 employees for the city of Wichita to be someone that is a professional. And I believe that City Manager Layton has done that for
yes.
the past 16 years.
Yep.
He always talks about his 3,000 member staff. And in our form of government, which is a council manager government, it is really important that people understand that this type of government system is where the council establishes city policies by majority vote. And in this case, it's 4 out of 7 people. And then they direct the city manager to carry out that policy. And the city manager, though, oversees, again, his 3,000 members. So when you look at our form of government, and I have these handouts that I've been giving out to people, the seven electeds represent the people of Wichita, but the city manager is not elected by the people.
No, yep.
And so, really, this is an opportunity to just discuss how our local government works. And I think a lot of folks don't even know that. I often get questions about, why did you not do this with a certain staff member? Or why did you do this with a certain department?
They don't work for you.
They don't.
No.
And in reality, it takes four people on the council for anything to carry forward. And a lot of folks don't know that. For instance, the $660,000 bathrooms were voted on by a majority of the council.
You voted
no, by
the way.
Three people voted against it.
Yep.
Myself, Councilmember Glasscock, and Councilmember J.V. Johnston. So the three of us voted not in favor of those bathrooms, but it still moved forward because four people voted in favor. Well, in this situation, our council manager type of government, which is also the same exact government in Kansas City, Missouri, but in that situation, the mayor in Kansas City has veto power. Here in Wichita, the mayor does not have veto power.
Right.
So I could not have voted or said, I want to exercise my veto power to not move forward with the bathrooms outdoors. So in this situation, those bathrooms are right now getting carried out in downtown Wichita, despite the fact that three of us voted not in favor of it. And so we really should have a conversation about what is the role of mayor, what type of powers does the mayor currently have, understand what those are. Because in our form of government right now, I have no veto power. I am only one council member vote, so my vote counts equally to
the people
other
don't realize
members.
You're literally just another member. You chair the meetings, but beyond that, you really are just another city. You're essentially an at-large city council member, and it's. I don't think people realize that. I minored in public administration at KU when I got my BA in, I say BA in BS, I got a BA in political science, and you posted on social media earlier this week that you thought it might be a time to look at this because our city manager does play an outsized role as, in particular, and this is the key part, an unelected leader of our city. And he doesn't actually have any direct accountability to the people. And I think that's a very important point. And whether or not we go to a strong mayor or whether – because that could be problematic. I mean, Lord knows we wouldn't have wanted Brandon Whipple to be, you know, Mayor Daley from Chicago. But at the same time, maybe putting in some veto powers or looking at a little more checks and balances to our mayor might not be a bad idea.
Can I give you one more example?
Yeah, sure.
So in Kansas City, Missouri, the mayor has a staff of 11 people. And the mayor is very visible. The mayor here in Wichita has one person
yep.
that helps with scheduling, helps with
but not even a chief
some
of
emails.
Staff. Or,
no,
yeah.
absolutely not. So I don't even have that individual. So the mayor in Kansas City has a chief of staff, a deputy of staff, a director of communications, a lawyer, and several staff members. I don't have any of those things, but I have tried my very best to be the most visible and accessible mayor for the city of Wichita. As a matter of fact, I just came, before coming here, visiting with a group from Orléans, France. The city of Wichita has four sister cities, and Orléans happens to be one of them. They have such a strong relationship with Wichita because our soldiers helped liberate Orléans, France. That history should be told and shared with the rest of the community. And so I'm so grateful that as mayor, I'm able to connect with people from all across, not just our city, our state, our country, but outside of the walls of the United States to help put Wichita on the map. That's the role of mayor. As the mayor of Wichita right now, when I don't have veto power and I'm just one council member and I'm really just a person that helps carry out the meetings on Tuesdays, my role really is to be the ambassador
right.
and connector for the city of Wichita. So I love that role. I love to be able to share the good that's happening in Wichita, and there's a lot of good. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to celebrate the 75th anniversary of Cowtown. Wichita's history should be told.
Yep.
Wichita's history should be preserved and also shared. So I'm so grateful to the volunteers that go out to Cowtown and make sure that Wichita's history is never forgotten. And there's something about the grit of Wichitans that I love so much, because as a first-generation American, I can tell you, I am so grateful every morning to wake up in the United States of America, and I'm truly lucky to live in Wichita, Kansas, because truly anything is possible here. And I want to share that with our next generation, because I do believe that they're hungry for inspiration and goodness in this world. And there is more goodness than the evil that can really take over the airwaves or even social media.
Trust me, I know, and you've been facing a lot of that lately. I want to ask you about that. One more question on the city manager search. I know you're looking at an extensive search. You're going to look at, I'm sure nationwide. Have you ever thought, or has the council thought about holding off the hiring itself? I mean, obviously, you do the search, start the vetting process, which could take months, I'm sure. But keep in mind, Brandon Johnson will be gone. He's termed out, fortunately. Maggie Ballard might be gone. She could lose her election. Same for Hohatzl. He could be gone if I do my job as chair of the Republican Party. Either way, you could theoretically have three new people on the city council. Has the council thought about maybe holding off and letting the new council actually do the hiring?
You know, this is still very premature. Yeah. As you know, City Manager Layton announced his retirement on Wednesday, and I wanted to make sure that we have an open and public conversation
Good.
As soon as
yeah,
possible.
That's important.
So Tuesday, we'll finally have that conversation out in the public sphere, and we need to have that. I've been working with the city manager for over a year now, and we've been talking about his retirement for months now. So I'm so glad that he was able to share his accomplishments as well as what his vision is moving forward. And I told him that the next city manager for the city of Wichita will be part of his legacy. And we need someone that will be able to, again, carry out the policies that the city council as a majority wants to move forward. And a city manager that really takes care of taxpayer dollars, make sure that he or she respects those taxpayers, that we take care of the core services and really focus on the core services. And at the same time, being able to make sure that Wichita continues to be on the trajectory to be the best city in America to live, work, and raise a family. And so I really believe that the next city manager will be someone that this city manager will have a hand in with our council that's elected by the people. So when you ask, should the three individuals that are up for election this year, which are districts 1, 3, and 6, should they have a say in that? My personal opinion is that you currently have a council that was elected by the people.
Yep.
And I am grateful that I was elected by the entire city of Wichita. Each of the council members are elected by their district. So they should still be voting how their district believes. And so I will have that conversation on Tuesday. I will give my opinion. But at the same time, remember, it takes four of us to move anything forward.
That's
so
true.
Even if I wanted something, I still would need three other individuals that wanted the same thing. I think that really what we need to think about is the management of the city of Wichita is by a city manager or a city administrator who really takes care of those employees who are part of the public sector. The electeds need to continue being the ones that represent the people of Wichita.
That's a good way of looking
and
at
so,
it.
And so I think that the way our form of government currently works, the council manager form of government, is the same exact one as Kansas City, Missouri. And I think that there's value in that. But I do believe that we need to reevaluate what is it that you want from your mayor, who is elected by the entire city, not by one specific district. So
yeah.
I have to represent the majority of the citizens of Wichita. So I can't be on the fringes and just representing a fringe group, but rather I represent the majority. And majority tells me that they want us to focus on public safety. They want us to focus on the core services. They want us to make sure that streets don't have all these potholes. They want to make sure that when they turn on the faucet, the water is actually running and it's
right.
Clean drinking water. And when they flush the toilet, that it actually is going to the sewer system and it's going there properly.
Well, and they want you to focus on the budget deficit, which is anywhere from, I've heard any as low as $3 million to $9 million, which actually leads me to the last question. And I don't want to belabor the point, and I know we're coming up on a break, but I've got to ask you about the, I'm going to call it what it is, nonsense the distractions. I mean, keep in mind that the whole Trans Day proclamation was initiated by your opponent, the former mayor's campaign manager. So we know what this was. It was a gotcha question. It was designed, and guess what? It worked. Let me put it to you in this way. I think the proclamation, the whole process should be changed. It's not transparent. I don't like the way you guys respond with an email that's secret. You want to find out how someone votes, they got to file a CORA request. I understand you've had, 9 ethics complaints, which is also bullpucky. I'll just leave it to you. How do you respond to all this stuff? You know, you talked about Orleans. You talked about all the good things. This is such a distraction. It has to be.
So I can tell you that today I started my day going to church at New Spring, and it revives me every single week hearing the word from God. And then after that, I had the opportunity to go visit the Orleans team at the Old Central Library. But then what I had to do during the afternoon was respond to the ethics complaints. There are 9 of them. 7 of them have to be responded to by tomorrow. So that's what I was working on. Instead of actually helping our city move forward with priorities,
right.
I have
budget
to spend time.
And,
yes.
Yeah.
And so this is a distraction to our city. As I said, I did not vote, and I would not vote for this proclamation, but I yielded the floor to the individuals who voted in favor. Again, those individuals are the ones who were passionate about this proclamation, including council members Tuttle, Johnson, Hoheisel, as well as Ballard. They were passionate about this, so I yielded the floor. I gave my rights to the individuals who cared about this to read the proclamation. I did not vote for it, but I also did not refuse to sign it. And that is a very big distinction. I did not refuse or decline to sign it, but I did not vote for it. And so the ethics complaints center around that specific wording of refusing or declining. And I know my role as mayor. My role as mayor is to, again, be the ambassador of this community. And when a proclamation is signed, not physically by pen and paper, but rather by a stamp or
an
electronic signature.
Joe Biden did it for 4 years.
I did not ask for my signature to be removed. And again, this is really sad that I have to spend the time to do this, but I respect the ethics board. And so I'm spending the time to answer to each of these complaints, but I could be using that time to really help the city. We have issues on crime, on streets, on economic development and homelessness. But when I am tied down to do things like responding to ethics complaints, and this is now the third topic of ethics complaints, this is taking away from the time to get results for the city of Wichita.
Yeah.
And I'm about results. And I want to make sure that the city knows that as mayor, I campaigned on public safety, on growing this economy, on restoring trust in City Hall and uniting this community. And we are all Wichitans, and we care about Wichita. And so I'm going to continue focusing on the good. There's lots of good in our community, and I will continue to work hard for the city because I know that we have a budget deficit, and these are real things that are happening in our city that need attention. So while I have to answer to some of these ethics complaints, I will continue to work hard for the city.
My response to all of this is haters gonna hate. And this is what it seems like to me. This whole proclamation it looks nakedly partisan. It looks like what it was the former mayor trying to get a dig in. The guy just got fired from his job, so he obviously needed something to do with his free time. Lily, I appreciate you. I love what you're doing. I think you're doing an admirable job. I think you're doing a yeoman's job. And most importantly, you're focused on the big issues and the things that matter. This kind of stuff doesn't matter, and I wish the folks would give you the opportunity, the chance to really do what you need to be doing instead of wasting time on, $600,000 shitters and things that don't matter. So if folks want to reach out to you, if they want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Please reach out to me. I am available. Whether you see me out in the public, please come and say hi, but also on social media. I'm active on social media because I know that that's one way to communicate. But another way to communicate is simply by emailing me, lwu@wichita.gov. You can also find my email at wichita.gov/citycouncil. And I want you to connect not just with me, but the council member who represents your district. Because if you copy that individual and you also email me, that council member will then hear from real constituents about what you care about.
That's a great idea.
And so not just email me, but please also copy that council member.
That's a great idea. Lily, again, best of luck. Keep up the good work. I guarantee you the folks out here at the fire pit are behind you, and so are my listeners as well. So keep up the good work, my
friend. Thank you, John.
You're listening to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from the Delperdang Fire Pit. Thanks to our friends at Eck Agency. Eck Agency, your independent insurance agency. Reach out for a quote today. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, broadcasting live from the Delperdang Fire Pit, thanks to our friends at the Eck Agency. Eck Agency is your independent insurance agency. Reach out for a quote today. I want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by downloading the Odyssey app and or telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow and find me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, Representative Pat Proctor is a retired U.S. Army officer who entered the Kansas legislature in 2020. Earlier this week, he launched a campaign for the Republican nomination for Secretary of State. He's from Leavenworth. He serves as chairman of the Kansas House Elections Committee. If elected in November of next year, he would become the state's top elections administrator. The position would be open, assuming Secretary of State Scott Schwab continues with his plan to seek the GOP nomination for governor. Pete, thank you for joining us. It's Pat, excuse me. Thank you for joining us. Congrats. Nice to have you back on the show again, brother.
Thanks for having me back, and I'm sorry I can't be there at the fire pit with you. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, you know about half the people here. A couple of them, more than a couple of them, are colleagues of yours, including our host this evening. So you're tired of the House already, are you?
I've been the chair of the Elections Committee for 3 years, and I was on the committee 2 years before that. We've gotten a lot of stuff done on the elections committee, especially this year, you know, with like citizens only voting and doing away with 3-day grace period. So election day is election day. We really, really, really need to have the right person in the chair there in the Secretary of State's office to make sure that we continue the progress on restoring confidence in our elections, and we don't have the wrong person in there that, you know, tearing it down.
You guys did. I mean, I served on elections when I was a freshman in the legislature, and you guys did a lot this year. I'm actually impressed with how much you were able to accomplish this session. You mentioned a couple of them. Getting foreign money out of Kansas elections was another one. I think ending the waiting period is one of the major ones, because that thing has been such a, I've never understood, you know, Florida can not only do their elections, they've got 6 million, something like that, in their population, but then they can get their results done in the same day too. And here we are in Kansas waiting sometimes 2-3 weeks to get legitimate election results. I've never understood that. Part of the problem is the mail-in ballot nonsense, and I'm glad to see that you guys finally put an end to that.
Yeah, and I can think of nothing more corrosive to voter confidence than vote counts that continue to change for days after the election.
Right.
Except maybe ranked choice voting, which we also banned this year. Having a vote count method that requires a 2-page explainer to explain to voters, that's pretty corrosive to voter confidence too. I'm really excited about some of the stuff that we've gotten done this year. And like I said, we need the right person in the chair to continue the work.
Another thing I'd love to see get rid of is drop boxes. I've never been a fan of those. It's one of the few areas that me and Scott Schwab actually disagree on, is the drop boxes. Maybe it's just because I'm a skeptic. I don't trust them. I never really have. And I don't think, maybe during COVID they were necessary. Now I don't think they are. I'm just old-fashioned. I vote on election day. I always have. I just like to see us, let's just go to, you know, election day is a federal holiday. Everybody gets a day off and you go vote in person. But that's just me. I'm kind of old-fashioned. Let me ask you this. Why? I mean, you got a nice cushy gig in the House. You just got a pay raise. You're chairman of a committee. Why do you want to? Because now you're going to have to run. It's statewide. So you got to, you know, I've driven the bus on the last 2 governor's races. I've had to do a statewide race now twice. It is no fun. Now you want to do a statewide race. Are you just a glutton for punishment? Yeah. Is that it?
You know, John, I spent 25 years in the Army.
By the way, thank you for your service.
It's an honor to serve. I'd do most of it again. place like Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, and when you're serving in the military, you're serving the nation. And so I guess, like, theoretically, you know, everybody you see in the United States, you're serving them. But this last 5 years serving the legislature, I really know everybody I'm serving, you know, and when I'm sitting down to vote, I know how those votes affect folks. And, this problem that we have in the state and the country with voter confidence, this is a threat to our form of government, our way of life. And I really think that we need the right person in the Secretary of State's office. There's a lot of folks out there. Several of them have floated their name for this job that are not about restoring voter confidence. They're about eroding voter confidence for political gain. And I think that's dangerous right now. I think we need folks that are focused on the right things, that are focused on, you know, engaging people that have concerns, and where those concerns come from a lack of understanding, you know, we improve transparency so that everybody can see the process. But where those concerns are real vulnerabilities, because there are still vulnerabilities in our election system, you know, it's secure, but it's not impregnable. It's a human system. If there are vulnerabilities, we need to address them. And I think that's kind of the approach we should be taking, and that's why I've decided to throw my hat in the ring.
I haven't heard, I mean, I've heard of a few other folks who are thinking about it. I saw an announcement from the former chair of the Kansas Republican Party, Mike Brown, who ran for Secretary of State 4 years ago against Scott Schwab, and he lost. I'm not. I mean, are there other people who've kind of toyed with it? I've not heard of any other names.
Well, the person you just mentioned has had a banner on his Facebook page a couple times, so I don't know if he's just trolling it or he's actually going to jump in. That would concern me. That would concern me having him in that chair. So, and that's really, frankly, if I'm 100% honest with you, what made me finally take the leap and throw my hat in the ring. It is really crucial right now. We're starting to make progress. You know, 3 years ago, I think it was, Hayes State University had a poll. Nearly half of Kansans didn't believe that the results of our election, reflect their will. I think it's starting to turn around. I can't wait to see what that next poll says. But, you know, the last thing we need to do is go backwards by, you know, putting a bomb thrower in the Secretary of State's office who's going to go around telling us that it's all rigged and, you know, take us back to 3 years ago.
No, I think people in Kansas have trust and faith in our elections. I will say I'm with you. I mean, looking at the way Mike Brown ran the Kansas Republican Party into the ditch, I obviously now saying this, he's not going to come on this show, but then again, he wouldn't anyway. So, you know, if that's your opponent, I think you're probably going to be just fine, brother.
He started his time as chair of the Republican Party with $150,000 and ended with $7,000. So imagine what he could do with the Secretary of State's office.
I'm just going to leave that right there. If folks want to connect with you, if they want information, most importantly, if they want to donate, what's the best way for them to get information, to connect with you, and to get involved, my friend?
Yep. So my website hasn't changed from when I was in the House race. It's Pat Proctor, spelled with an O-R, the number 4KS for Kansas .gov. So Pat Proctor for Kansas.com.
Pat, I wish you all the best, my friend. It's always a pleasure having you on the show. We have, I'm sure, I mean, you'll be up there for at least in Topeka for another session next year as well, and I'm sure we'll be talking before then. But best of luck, my friend, as you start off on this new adventure as well.
Thank you. And, yeah, don't forget the veto session. I'm going to be real busy because she's going to veto just about everything we've done.
Yeah. Dan gave us a bit of a preview earlier, and I'm sure you guys will be busy as well. Keep up the good work, and best of luck, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me on.
We'll take a quick break. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330, and we'll see who we might be able to rustle up for our next segment. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from the Delperdang Fire Pit. Thanks to our friends at the Eck Agency. Eck Agency, your independent insurance agency. Reach out for a quote today. We'll be back right after this. To the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from the Delperdang Fire Pits. Thank you, our friend at Eck Agency, John Eck. Eck Agency is your independent insurance agency. Reach out for a quote today. And, of course, don't forget our friends at Americans for Prosperity. AFP, great folks. If you're looking for a way to get involved, they are a community of millions of concerned citizens advocating for solutions. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up. And, of course, if you're online, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Don't forget, coming up on the 17th is the next meeting of the Sedgwick County Republican Party. Their guest will be a Zoom call with General Michael Flynn. And on the 24th, Turning Points USA at WSU will be hosting a night at the drive-in featuring the Daily Wire movie Identity Crisis, showing at the Starlight Drive-In. Information on both of those events can be found on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. Well, we grabbed our host, Leo Delperdang, and State Senator Michael Fagg from El Dorado. You know, what's funny is I used to think of it as El Dorado, yeah, because I lived in Colorado for a few years, and then somebody had to point out to me, if you call it El Dorado, they'll think you're not a Kansan.
They'll think you're not an El Dorado.
Yeah, that's right. You're not from Kansas, right, if you call
it
El Dorado.
It's kind of like that river that runs through the town. How do you pronounce that, John?
I'm sorry, it's the Arkansas if you're from Kansas, and everywhere else in the world, it's the Arkansas. So. First off, let me thank Leo. Thank you for hosting us. It's, you know, every time you guys do this fire pit, this Mike, this guy, he'll text out this notice. We're doing a fire pit. Let's do it. We're going to do it Sunday night. And, of course, I'm on the air, and I think they do it on purpose.
Well, I was going to say, you might take the hint eventually, John.
Oh, I took the hint, which is why I'm here. See, this is my way of saying, to heck with you guys. You keep doing it. I'm just going to keep broadcasting from your backyard.
No,
so
I'm really glad you're here. It's been a good one.
It's been a blast.
Good turnout tonight.
You had the best turnout you've ever had.
You bet.
Thanks to me.
Just because of you.
Yeah. Mike, is this the first one you've been able to come to?
Man, it's the first one I've been invited to.
Now,
which is an honor. It's an honor to be on your show, too.
Well,
so I got a lot of good things going on.
I do voice work occasionally for campaigns. I remember I did a radio commercial for you when you for your first campaign.
Yeah.
So,
well, thank you.
Well, don't thank me. Yeah. I was just trying to help get you elected. Yeah. That was that big year that we had to win a bunch of seats.
Yes,
you've gone through one cycle, so now you're an old vet, aren't you?
Well, I don't know about that, but you learn something new every day.
That's true.
So are you in your fifth year now?
We just finished my fifth year.
The time flies.
Yeah. So Leo's chairman of utilities on the House side. I'm chairman on the Senate side for utilities.
Yeah. And I'll just put a plug in for you right now, Mike, because he is absolutely wonderful, wonderful to work with.
Is he?
We get along real good, you bet.
I think we try to do a lot of good stuff for Kansas, don't we, Leo?
So. Are you pleased with what you were able to pass out? I know what was interesting for me this session, the biggest thing that was interesting for me this session was actually listening to, because usually Dan and Ty are pretty much on the same page. This was a fascinating session because, particularly on the tax bills, both chambers were so diametrically opposed, and when I would talk to Dan, he would say, hell no, we're not taking their bill. And I'd ask Ty, and he'd say, hell no, we're not taking their bill. And in the end, they really kind of didn't in many ways.
Yeah, but same token, I've got to say, we are up there working for a common goal.
Yes.
We have got to fix the property tax issue. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Yes.
And this year, I too have really dug into it because I never understood before. What are the components that make up your property tax? And until you understand all of the components there, you cannot fix it.
Well, one thing I keep telling people, and I'm sure, I mean, especially you're from a more rural area, people don't realize, a lot of people get mad, and it's a dang legislature. No, the bulk of that is your schools and your cities and your counties.
That's right.
It's not the state legislature, because almost 20 or 19 of the mills is going back to the schools anyway from the state.
Absolutely. And I know, John, I've had times when people had asked me about that. I'd say that you need to understand that with it going back locally, we did SB 13, that transparency law here
right,
a couple of years ago. And when you get your little card in the mail, that's your chance to go down and do something about it. So whenever I get asked about property taxes, that's the first thing I bring up. Did you get your card, and did you go down and do your part?
Right.
So that's the approach that we need to take. That's a local issue. So
it's going to be interesting to see how these municipalities start. You know, I'm hoping at some point, obviously you're not going to get it done this year, but maybe next year we can look at doing something about valuations, because I think that's where it's going to have to. At some point, we're going to have to do something there. I don't know if it's the cap. I don't know if it's, but I think at some point we have to do something to address that.
It's a three-legged stool. Remember that when we was talking about three-legged stool, but it does not center around valuations, because if we come through and cut your property value in half, what happens when the county and the schools and all that go out and increase their mill
exactly,
levies?
Exactly.
It's the same dollar.
You have to do it to everybody.
We've got to focus on the overall spending and do reverse math to come back to the mill levies and the valuations in order to fix it.
Well, and it's the same thing with tax cuts. I mean, we cut all the taxes that we wanted. This was the mistake with the Brownback. And you and I weren't in there when they did the Brownback tax cuts. But you know, that was the problem with the Brownback tax cuts. You can't cut taxes if you don't cut spending.
And, I mean, to your credit, you guys cut, what, it was 200 or some, Blake Carpenter sent me the note on it. You cut something like $1 billion.
We cut a bunch. But this year, and you probably heard it earlier on the show, but we did it differently this year. Instead of coming in there and eventually getting the budget from the governor's office, and then you tweak here and there on it.
Right.
We came together early on, and my hat's off to the tax chair and the tax team there. They did a remarkable job, but to put it together from scratch, and it did save a substantial amount of spending. They were on every one of us to help curb the spending issues. I sit on one of the budget committees for transportation and safety budgets. I mean, we get some big ones. Department of Transportation, for example, that's about a $1.2 billion with a B budget there. But to go through there and start cutting the excess out of there. What do we need to make this thing work? Because if we don't, by like 2029, we were running out of money.
Yeah,
we've got to fix it.
In the end, you guys cut $1.47 billion, which was a 5.4% cut.
Yeah.
That's a significant cut.
It is.
And yet, you're still going to have to do more, because I know in the out years, you're showing a deficit. Now, you know, in the out years, who knows where you're going to be.
Right.
Because you're already, as Dan mentioned, you're already, what, revenue numbers for March were already a couple hundred million over estimates. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to know where you're going to be in the out years. But still, it's nice to see you're cutting at the same time that you're cutting taxes. Because if you don't cut the spending, then you're really digging a hole.
If you don't cut the spending, you're just playing.
So whatever got you, just to be not talking all about, you know, legislators, or whatever prompted you to start doing these anyway? Because, by the way, you got your invite. This is your first invite?
It is.
They were doing these for like a year before they started inviting me.
Yeah,
so we're kind of
new to the party, aren't we, John?
Yeah, we've done this for years. And it's just one of the things. I enjoy the setting. You know, it's at this non-disclosed location.
Yes, non-disclosed.
But we're sitting on a small lake, and just it's fun watching the ducks and the geese out here, and we have a big fire going, and it's just the camaraderie. It's a way of discussing what goes on. You know, where are we going from here?
And, you know, the number one rule, I don't know if they told you the number one rule, is what happens at the fire pit stays at the fire pit.
Okay.
So, yeah. And there have been a lot of...
He was probably going to tell me that before I went home.
Yes. Yeah. And have you done the secret, you know, they brand you with that secret, like the TV show Yellowstone?
Yeah.
They'll brand you on your way out.
Well, I need to sneak out of here.
Yeah. He's still learning the secret handshake.
Yeah, yeah, you got. There's a whole test. Yeah. Don't worry, there's a test. Yeah. They do that later.
Yeah. So.
But no, this has been a blast, and we'll have to do it again. I do appreciate you having us, and you know, it was great. One of the things was having John Eck, our sponsor for tonight, having him come. I don't think John's come to one of these before.
No, I don't think so. Hopefully he'll come back.
Yeah, I think so. Well, and you know, some of the other misfits who've shown up tonight, our county clerk, Kelly Arnold, was here. In fact,
I think he's still here.
Kelly Arnold is still here.
He's still here.
He's still here.
By the fire.
Sitting there, yeah. He's roasting weenies.
And it's always great to see it's great to see Lily. She showed up.
Yes,
just
the mayor.
Wonderful talking to her. I'm so proud of what she's done so far.
And I got to be honest with you. I'm so tired of the haters. And you know, look, if they had legitimate complaints, it'd be different. But this is beyond. This is just hating to hate at this point. And it's blind hatred, and I'm just tired of it. So. Leo, again, thank you for having us. Thank you for hosting us. Please express my thanks to your lovely wife, who puts up with this massive crowd.
I shall do that.
I appreciate it. Again, folks, don't forget the couple of events coming up. The great events that we've got coming up at the next weekend. By the way, 2 weeks we've got Tyrus back with us. So, in the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.